Hello, everybody. This is Hannah, and for today's Lent reflection, we are going to read Luke 15, 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." But Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 religious persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. These parables are quintessential Jesus to me. Jesus makes it really clear that sinners are not only welcome in his company, but even in relationship with him. How amazing is it to visualize Jesus in like an ecclesia setting, sharing food and laughing and listening and talking about his work and his Father? Now, think about the most difficult people in your life to get along with. Maybe go as far as put yourself in the Pharisee shoes and think about how they might be feeling about the fact that Jesus is welcoming these sinners into their homes. I like to think that I'm welcoming and hospitable for anyone, but I think my human bias often gets in the way more than I think. But Jesus paints this picture of the shepherd and the lost sheep. He says, "The shepherd will always go after the one and leave the 99 because every sheep in his flock is precious." And when I lose something of value and then I find it, I also proclaim with joy that I found it, just like Jesus did. And to make this analogy even more literal about the value of our souls to him, he compares us to silver coins, which is money. And Jesus says that finding that lost silver coin and returning it home is the same as when a sinner repents. The holy angels of God rejoice over that lost soul coming home, over us making disciples. And I can't really fathom the awesomeness of that reality, to be honest. And yet, I can still be really quick to judge and turn away from those who need to be seeked out the most. Now, it's by God's grace that we can do this well, and it's not by our own accords. We're not going to be perfect at it. I find myself on this pendulum. I can be on one side bending over backwards to seek everybody out and then burning myself out. And then I can also switch to the other side, which is not pursuing anyone and turning inward. But Jesus is the lover of our souls, and his way is always the best way. Maybe think about today how Jesus found you. If anyone played a part in that, then ask yourself how I could be applied and make disciples. If you find yourself relating to the sinner and you feel separation from God, maybe you don't even know him, know that he longs for you to be found. He will go at great lengths to track down his kids and bring them home. Let's pray into that. Lord Jesus, thank you for your heart. Thank you that you break bread with us, that we were all sinners, but by your blood we are saved. Help us, Lord, to seek each other out like you do. Help us to break down the barriers of our hearts. Break down the prejudice, bias, and judgment we have towards one another. Thank you that you give us grace in this journey. And Lord, I pray for more opportunities to reflect your heart towards others in very tangible ways. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much. Amen.